I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Sri Shat Goswami Prabhu Ki. Right, so yesterday then, for the last half hour or so, you were divided up into your different groups and discussing these different qualities of Krishna. So now we would like the leader or any member really, just one member from each group, to come forward and explain some of the realizations or some of the pastimes and examples which came to your minds in your group, illustrating whichever qualities you were discussing. Okay, good. Well, thank you all. I think you came up with a lot more examples than I could have if I was meant to just, you know, make some presentation on these qualities. So Krishna's qualities are unlimited. They're grouped here under 64 headings, but there is one verse which Prabhupada refers to that actually the number of qualities Krishna has is so unlimited that if you counted all the grains of sand everywhere, on all the beaches and deserts and wherever, still you wouldn't come anywhere near the number of qualities that Krishna has. And what are these qualities? They're all vibhavas. Yeah. They're all vibhavas. They're all things which can stimulate the affection of the devotees, the love of the devotees. They attract the devotees to Krishna, so therefore they're all vibhavas. So thank you very much for doing all that and making those presentations. And well, I guess we'll just carry on Monday. I'm not sure if we'll continue on. I mean, there's so many qualities we could go on for a few days. But I think we've got the basic idea now about qualities and how important Krishna's qualities are, how they can act on the devotees and stimulate the devotees. In this way, they are alambanas, basic excitants, basic stimulants for the devotees. All right. On Monday, well, these qualities go on. We were in chapter 21. They go on through chapter 22. And then chapter 23, it's also about Krishna as Vibhava, but from a slightly different perspective, only slightly. So why don't you read through chapters 22 and maybe 23? How's that? It won't take more than 15 minutes or so, I wouldn't imagine. And then you'll be ready for Monday, and maybe we'll discuss a few more qualities. And then we'll go on and discuss chapter 23, which is Krishna's personality. Very interesting personality he has. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.